time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again, and the time is 11:17 on this beautiful summer morning. And it was just 17 minutes ago that the Bratwurst Festival opened. You know, they have a big ceremony there. There was a man that used to come in carrying a bratwurst to open up the festival every year, and now they have a ceremony, I think, in his honor. You know, people come and they go. It's only a matter of time. Boy, oh boy. I worked at the Bratwurst Festival for years, making cedar shingles and greeting people. And it was so much fun and so enjoyable. As I mentioned with the Gary Malvate, the woodcarver, maybe some of you listening maybe have bought carvings from Gary. He's had to spend all his time, all his winter, making carvings and then coming to the festivals to sell them. But while he was selling those, he stood around giving away those little carved figures. 11:19 is the time, and I've got some more zoo tickets. I've got Zumbezi Bay to give away. And what can I ask you today that you don't already know? Okay, can you tell me? I'll tell you what. Just give me the name of one bratwurst maker of today. One bratwurst maker of today at 740-383-9944. And, you know, there's more than one, but there's one major bratwurst maker and some others on the side, you know. And then there's, of course, I'm not talking about Johnsonville. That, as far as I'm concerned, Johnsonville isn't what I call the true bratwurst. Okay, but, you know, a wurst is a sausage. And, anyhow, I remember one time, there was a legal technicality that bratwurst could not be that were being made could not be called bratwurst. They had to be called metwurst, metwurst. And I still don't know why. I could probably bring that up on my phone. The definition of a metwurst. Do you know, you folks out there? Maybe I'll Google it. Metwurst. We'll see what we come up with. And see how that coincides with bratwurst. As soon as I get my Google in order. Oh, my. Whenever you try to do something, of course, and show somebody, it never works. Okay, yeah. Hit the G for Google, and that brings up nothing. Except it says it's 26 degrees Celsius, or a centigrade. Which is it? What do they call it today? Do more people call it centigrade or more people call it Celsius? Maybe it's Celsius. 26 degrees. But it feels like 28. Oh, wow. Okay. Now let me see here. Okay. Now let me hang in there. Oh, it's 75 degrees here. Celsius. Not Celsius, but Fahrenheit. Okay. 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, now we're going to find out what metwurst meant. Metwurst. Okay, here. Got to back up a little bit here. Yay. Let me see here. Have you... these new... Facebook thing... Everything gets all... You know, you think you've learned a little bit. Then you find out you haven't learned a thing. Okay, now here. I'm still trying to find here. Still find... Mm-hmm. Okay. There. Whoop. When you're... my fingers are too wide. I have a big problem of typing in what I want. you have that problem? Okay, there. Metwurst. Over here. Metwurst recipe. Let's see what they say about metwurst. It has egg and cheese bake. Trim the pork, veal, and beef. Cut into 1-inch cubes and refrigerate for a half hour to chill. Grind the meat to the medium or fine plate on your meat grinder. Measure and combine the cure and spices and mix them thoroughly with the ground meat for at least 2 minutes. Okay, combine the cure. What is the cure? And the cure and spices. Okay, so metwurst recipe formulated for home sausage making. 3 pounds of pork shoulder, 1 pound of veal, a pound of lean beef chuck, 2 tablespoons of kosher salt. Oh boy. 1 tablespoon of ground white pepper, 1 teaspoon of ground coriander, 1 teaspoon of ground celery seed, 1 teaspoon of allspice, 1/2 teaspoon of ground dried marjoram. Now, what is marjoram? Do you know? What is marjoram? I've seen that term before, but never really understood. Marjoram. Oh, okay. Now, here's the thing. Place your brats in the Dutch oven with onions and butter. Cover the bratwurst with beer. Bring to a boil and reduce to simmer until brats are cooked. Now, here's what they recommend at Carly's. Drink the beer and eat the bratwurst. That you don't have to boil bratwurst in beer. But some people do that thinking that it does add something. I don't know. Apparently not, because Carly's say, drink the beer and eat the bratwurst. Okay. So, metwurst. And metwurst contains the same thing as bratwurst, really. Kind of interesting. Any of you have any suggestions on anything else? Okay, so I'm trying to think of what all we covered. Oliver and Merle. Hamilton, we covered them. Woodcarver Gary Mulvane, used to be at the Bratwurst Festival. Gary went on from there. The two of us went on from there to different festivals. I worked with Gary in Bellevue once at the big grounds, you know, the historic, what do they call it? It's on the east side of Bellevue, where they have a lot of reenactments of Civil War and different things. Gary and I worked that once in front of the old barn there. And I used to, when he did his wood carving at a lot of the, well, you've been to a lot of, like up at Attica, the different festivals they have, he was always there. Okay, now my shingle making, I had to put an end to that because of getting too old. Wood was too hard to get anymore. I used to have a friend that was able to get a lot of cedar shingle making pieces for me, and that just slowly faded away as time went on. Okay, and don't forget the art show at Bucyrus City Hall today. Okay, so now, what's the name of that bird that flies overhead downtown in Marion and elsewhere? What's it called? Not a skyhawk, is it? I'm trying to think. Now, some of you bird people, maybe we have no bird people listening. I wonder. Name that bird that flies over downtown and flies like it was shot by a gun. It kind of flip-flops all from high altitudes, flip-flops over and over, and ends up catching an insect. They have big eyes. Oh, Skyhawk, is that the name of it? I'll have to look that up and see if that's it. But it's a really highly interesting bird that not many people are familiar with. Let me type in Skyhawk here. Okay. I'm doing that right now. Nope. Oh, wait. Skyhawk is a scream and swing built by S&S Worldwide at Cedar Point. Okay. Oh, boy. Yeah. Skyhawk is the name of a plane, of an amusement ride, and so forth. So it must not be the Skyhawk that flies over downtown Marion. And you'll hear them. Will you hear them at the Popcorn Festival? If everything suddenly became quiet, or if you looked up, you'd see the Skyhawk. And I bet during the festival they're really active because of the heat rising and all the bugs that fly around. I don't know if they eat the yellow jackets or not. They probably do. Be nice if they did. But yet, at the same time, we are in a tremendous shortage of bees. Now, I've been watching, you know, I've talked quite a bit about my cucumbers, the fact that they're not being pollinated. I've got cucumbers growing everywhere, the blossoms, that is, but no cucumbers. And I see no bees. And then I've got a couple of patches of clover, of white clover in our yard, and I never see a bee. Now, see, something is really happening, and to our detriment, we've got to have bees. Not only for beeswax, for making candles, but the pollinators, and also for the honey they produce. And did you know, of course, I'm sure you know, honey does not spoil. If you've got a jar of honey in your cupboard, and you pick it up and it's solid, all you got to do is kind of warm it up a little bit, and it will become liquid again. And like I've told you before, they have found honey in pyramids maybe 3,000 years old, and it's perfectly edible. So what is it about honey that makes it never spoiling? Now, see right there would make a good research item to find out why honey is so resistant to anything except goodness. It's kind of like the tree that's been around for over a million years, the ginkgo tree. And you know, nothing kills a ginkgo tree. And we've got them around Marion here. And there's some on the south side, I know, because people have... Now, a male ginkgo tree does not produce fruit, but the female does, and the berries that it produces, when they fall to the ground, you leave them there. Because if you pick them up, you'll have a hard time getting rid of the odor for a while. Oh, boy. Okay, we're coming up on 11:30. Stay tuned. More to come. You never know what. Here on WWPH.
Charlie, rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the goat.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. The time is 11:31. I'd like to give away something today. What else could I give away? I've got zoo tickets, and I got Zimbezi Bay, and let's see, we've given away a couple of pairs of zoo tickets already today. Okay, and how about you? Okay, what can I ask you here that you could give me an answer on and win a prize. Okay. Can you tell me here? Now, here's an easy one. If you know the Bratwurst Festival. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie. This is James Anderson from the Park District.
Yes, yes.
I've been listening to a couple of your questions. I think maybe the one hawk you might be interested in is the Kestrel. They've been known to
The Kestrel,
eat a lot
I know.
Of bugs.
Right, right. And
the other question about the honey, it's a special type of a spore that helps preserve it.
Is it a special type of spore?
Yes.
Interesting. And if we could find that spore and insert it in us, we'd live forever, huh?
It seems like it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what's new out the Park District in birds?
Oh, birds? Well, I don't know if you saw on the Tallgrass Show Facebook page that the other day I did a program out towards the Epsyville section of the trail and saw a barred owl.
Really? A no, barn owl?
A barred. Barred.
A barred. Owl. Okay, yes.
Yeah, he was just out less than 10 yards, and he was stood there for about 20 minutes or so, and
wow.
I got a lot of good pictures of him. And
oh, great.
I tried to get him to hoot at me. I tried to do my own impression, but it wasn't happening. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what's that phrase about the soup? It's the sound or the like a voice from the barred owl.
Yeah, who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all?
That's
nobody.
It. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Hey, there's another. There's a hawk. Or an owl, rather, the short-eared owl.
Yeah.
You'll find it down there to the south of the trail, I think. I used to do the bird count every winter.
Yep. They're a winter resident bird. So here in the next few months, they will be heading there around Big Island. They nest there.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're one of our few ground nesting owls, and they're actually one of the other few owls that are actually active during the daytime.
Well, that's it. Yeah, and generally we watched for them come dusk. They seem to start swooping down there on the south side of the where the trail is.
Yes, yep.
And looking, well, even in snow, I guess they must be able to hear some of those varmints under the snow.
Oh, yeah. Owls have a really great sense of hearing.
Yeah, that's great. Now, have you seen any of the pileated woodpeckers?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Especially around your area, around the Paradise Nature Preserve, since it's more a little bit wooded.
Okay.
I hear them and see their rectangular holes all the time around.
That's right, yeah. The first pileated I ever saw was just to the south of what is now the Paradise area. And that got me, and it came up within 10 feet of me. And stayed as still as I could. And then after that, I tried to find others. And me and Ed Lux used to go out tramping through woods looking for those types of holes in trees where we knew there might be a pileated.
Okay.
Never did find one until one day I looked out our bedroom window at home in Clarendon, and there was one standing on a stump.
Oh.
But I got his picture.
Yeah, they're neat. They're neat woodpeckers. I think they sound kind of like monkeys.
Yeah, oh boy. And loud.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh yes, they are very loud.
Yeah, so you actually have seen those pileateds out there at the trail.
Yep, I'm getting more towards Epsyville area since
okay.
It's a little more wooded in that section of the trail.
Now, let me tell you about Epsyville. We used to park our car there on the Christmas bird count. We'd park our car at what is now the trail entrance there.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, these two dogs came running after us.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, no, because I knew there were some pit bulls around.
Oh,
but,
all right.
But these were Rottweilers.
Oh, boy.
And they come running up to us, and I thought, here goes everything. And they start wagging their tail, and we start petting them, and they were the nicest dogs you ever find, although they smelled all so bad.
Oh, boy. Well, you're lucky.
They needed a bath.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the things you run into, though, on a bird count. You know, you never knew what.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we did see one year I remember Rich, you know, the it taught ornithology, is it?
Oh, yeah. Bradley. Rich Bradley.
Rich Bradley, yes. He spotted a yellow-rumped warbler.
Okay. On what is now pretty common during the winter.
Yeah. And and then at one time we were over there at the Hickory Grove Lake Campground, and he spotted a duck, kind of a rare duck. And he was good at spotting things a long distance away.
Really, yeah. There's usually eagles around that wetland right there east of the Hickory Grove Campground that we typically see.
Ah, yes. And, there's so many things out there. I wish more people. And, of course, the you folks at the trail, Tallgrass Trail and the Crawford or the Marion County Park District, are furthering people's education and getting more people interested in things that are around us.
Yeah, I mean, that's our goal. Yeah, we want people to get out and explore their Marion County parks.
That's right, and there's a lot to see. And, how's attendance been? A lot of people bicycling lately?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of bicyclers, a lot of walkers, a lot of fishermen and canoers and kayakers out on the lake.
Yeah, that lake is nice. Oh, my goodness. Are there any people on those paddle boards yet?
I haven't seen paddle boards yet. I mean, to myself now, there probably could have been.
Yeah, I don't know what it'd be like falling off a paddle board in the lake there. I don't know what the bottom is like. Well, I know.
I'm not sure either, yeah.
I remember when they were digging it.
Yeah, that's true, I bet.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well. Boy, a lot going on. Now, there are educational programs, quite a lot of educational programs, right?
Oh, yeah, yep. Tomorrow, we'll be doing our night hike at Marion Tallgrass Trail starting at 9:30 p.m.
Oh, good, 9:30. Okay. Now, what do you expect to see? What can you show on a night hike like that?
So I do different type of nighttime experiments, some with your eyes. If it's nice out, the clear sky, we look at star constellations. We call them nocturnal creatures. We do all kinds of things.
Well, good. Now, you know what tonight is? The old sturgeon moon.
Oh, okay.
A full moon tonight. Oh, what a night to be out on the trail. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that'd be beautiful. Yeah. Well, okay. So, we can get a schedule of your activities off the internet for sure by typing in Marion County Park District.
That's right, or our Facebook page. We advertise on there.
Okay, that's good. All right, so a lot of ways to bring this message forward to more people. Okay,
we appreciate what you do, Charlie.
Oh, glad to do it. And we got to find that bird. And, you know, I used to lecture on that bird all the time, and my older mind can't recall the correct title of it.
All I can think of, our bird of prey that eats a lot of insects, is your kestrel.
Yeah, there's not as many kestrels anymore. It seems like I used to see them all the time bicycling. And
okay.
I would,
if you look in the right areas, there on her route by the lake, we see them all the time.
Okay, yeah, it's a beautiful bird if you really take a good look. Yeah. And, you know, they're more than just a solid color, in other words.
Yeah,
they're great. And I used to see so many when I was bicycling, holding a mouse by his feet, eating it. Oh, my. And, this bird I was talking about, too, the one that goes bzzz. I don't know if you'd ever find any out that way or not. If you didn't see him, you'd hear him.
Are you talking about woodcocks?
No, Skyhawk or whatever. I got to look that before I end the program today. I got to find the name of that.
All right.
Well, very good. Well, I'm glad you called today. Now your name.
Yeah.
Your name
headed
again?
To our board meeting, and I just had a little extra time, and I heard some of your questions.
Okay. All right.
And I'll answer a few of them.
I wonder if Dan Sheridan's bottom is recovered.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go see him. I haven't seen him since June.
Yeah. Isn't that something to accomplish what he did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. One pedal at a time.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot for your call.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
See you at the end of the month.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's the story. Okay. So it's 11:41 Eastern Daylight Time. Yeah, daylight, right. We'll be breaking here shortly, but I got to find that bird I'm talking about. The one that goes, has a call that goes, bzzz. There's nothing melodious. And, I'm really surprised that I forgot what, maybe it is a skyhawk. But like I say, I had a listener call me once, said, I've got one of those birds you talk about all the time in our yard. He seems like he's unconscious. I look up. Okay, there's all kinds of skyhawk things listed here, but not the bird. All right. Isn't that funny? Oh, boy. Yeah, and that bird's been around for a long time. There's Skyhawk cockpit movie, TV show, Cessna, Skyhawk ride, and a Skyhawk car. Oh, wait. Skyhawk bird. Now, just a second here. Ah, well, the Falcon and the Hawk. Now, that's not what I'm talking about, though. Okay, let's see. Birds of prey. Raptors. 11:42 and a half is the time. Yeah, there's a kestrel on the front cover of a book called The Raptors. And like I said, the kestrel is a beautiful little bird. But a lot of people, unless you really stop and take a look, you know, you got to do that at times. Kestrel is a beautiful little bird. So are indigo buntings, too. Oh, my. I love the indigo buntings. Okay, you can actually buy a shirt with that kestrel on it. Yeah, they're only $7.69. Isn't that something? A bird with a kestrel pictured on it. Okay, 11:43 is the time, and let me see, Nighthawk. How about Nighthawk? Maybe that's the name of that bird, the Nighthawk. Now, just a second here. I'm going to type in Nighthawk. That might be what I'm looking for. Nighthawk. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Let me see here. Okay, yeah, there he is. Yes, he's got a white bands under his wings. Yeah, that's a nighthawk. Now, get this. Maybe I'll wait until after the break here. Then I'll give you my dissertation on the nighthawk. How about that? Beautiful bird. But you seldom would see one very close up because they're always so high up. But here's all the pictures of the nighthawk. Now, why didn't I think of that before? I kept thinking of skyhawk when it should have been nighthawk. So if you got a bird book in your hand right now, look up nighthawk. So I'm going to even go to Wikipedia here and tell you all about the nighthawk because I would like for you to also take a good look, if you're downtown at night, especially, of the nighthawk and his pursuit of bugs. And no matter what kind of a bug it is, a nighthawk, they can open their mouths. They got a wide opening mouth. And so when they fly, zippo goes the
Scott,
bugs.
You know, there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again for our final session here. Okay, I'm typing in, where are nighthawks found? Let me see what it says. Where can we find a nighthawk? Okay, common nighthawks are most visible when they forage on the wing over open areas near woods or wetlands. They nest on the ground in open areas such as gravel bars, forest clearings, coastal sand dunes, or sparsely vegetated grasslands. And now, is a common nighthawk a raptor? Common nighthawk, a member of nightjar family that is neither nocturnal or raptor. A common nighthawk finds a perch for a brief rest. So what is a common nighthawk? First, this bird, despite what is implied by its name, is not even a hawk. How about that? So you could look this up, too, on your a smartphone or your bird book or whatever you've got. The common nighthawk, a member of the nightjar family that is neither nocturnal nor raptor. With September looming just a few pages ahead on the calendar, we're keeping an eye on the skies for the most part, focusing on trees and feeders during the migration season. But also make sure you look up from time to time. And the reason? The best way to detect flocks of common nighthawks. Now there, remember I said in Clarendon one year, a whole group of nighthawks gathered. And it was around September, and they all apparently were heading toward their nesting grounds in the south. Okay. Let's see. What else can I tell you about a nighthawk? I hope that some of you would take a note during the Popcorn Festival, look up, and see them diving and swirling around trying to find bugs. All right. So, interesting. They're a beautiful bird. Not too much color except for the white. And there's white dots on its tail feathers. And even the whippoorwill, after the common nighthawk, is the second most widespread member of its family to spend the breeding season in North America. The whippoorwill. Have you ever heard a whippoorwill? Whippoorwill, whippoorwill. Yeah. You hear them if you're out in the country. And their range is from southern Canada to the Gulf states and so forth. All right. Whippoorwill. Yeah. You hear one, and it kind of is funny. You can't imagine a bird going, whippoorwill, whippoorwill. And next to it, Katie did. Now, there's another thing, that when you're out at night and you're in an area where it's kind of quiet, you listen for the katydids. And the katydids, during the warmest of the summer nights, will be doing about half its song. It won't say a complete katydid. It seems like there's about half of it. But then as it gets cooler, katydid, katydid, you'll hear that. You know, there's a lot of things in the nighttime that, as well as it occasionally a bat or moths, And different things. Like, I still wish you would look up the chimney swift, because there is the most interesting bird I think you could ever find, in the fact that a chimney swift doesn't stay in the chimney except when it's breeding or probably raising its young, and it attaches its nest to the inside of your chimney with saliva. Must be gooey saliva. And then it flies out of your chimney and doesn't come back. It stays out in the sky and never lands. Now, that's hard to believe, isn't it? That the chimney swift is up there constantly. Now, you'll have to look this up for sure. It's hard to believe that the chimney swift never comes down. And he can fly as high as 5,000 feet. Wow. And fly as fast as 116 miles an hour. Whoa. Okay. 11:51 is the time. And let's see what else is going on. Tonight, here's one. Maureen O'Connor, did I mention? She's speaking tonight, of course, at 6 p.m. at the Palace Theater. Now, when Chief Justice O'Connor was campaigning, the media gave her a title. And can you tell me what title you know, and not a real serious title, but kind of a slang title. Good. Can you tell me what it was? I don't think I mentioned that before, did I? The title given to Justice Maureen O'Connor during political campaigning. What did the media call her? Okay, political people listening, I hope. 740-383-9944. And if you don't want a zoo ticket or, you know, a Zumbezi Bay or the wilds, just give me the answer. What is, and I don't know if you'd want her to walk up to her, but I don't know if she'd like you to walk up to her tonight and say, hi, and give her that title. Although she's very familiar with the title. You got that? What term does the media often give her in a political campaign? Now, there's a good question. 11:52 is the time. She is very well respected, believe me. As the head of the Supreme Court, she has been tremendous. I watch her quite a bit when they do broadcast the Supreme Court proceedings on WOSU television on, I think, WOSU.2. But what is the title that the press or the media, you might call it, has given her during a political campaign? 740, nobody knows. 740-383-9944, although you've heard the phrase mentioned, I'm sure, in political campaigns, maybe in print or even vocally. What title given to Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor? 740-383-9944. Think about that. How many of you are involved in politics? How many of you, if you are involved in politics, know what the term given Maureen O'Connor would be? 11:54 coming up. We've only got about 5 minutes left in the program today. And so the Bratwurst Festival started today at 11 o'clock. And there's all kinds of bratwurst. I mean, Carly's the major, and then all these others. There are a few others. And everything you'd ever like to eat, and I'm sure bourbon chicken is just as popular. Seems like bourbon chicken is very popular at all the festivals. I don't know if it's the term, or the, you know, you can buy bourbon flavoring. And I think a lot of people think that they dump a bottle of bourbon in with the chicken when it's cooking. Such is not the case. You can buy bourbon flavoring to put in with that chicken. But they call it, you know, bourbon chicken. And very, very popular. You'll find sometimes, oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, if you're heading to the Bratwurst Festival, you might go up Route 98. Route 4 is a mess.
Oh, Route 4 is a mess?
They're paving the one side, so traffic's backed up forever.
Okay, take Route 98 to Bucyrus.
Yes.
Hey, I'm glad you called.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, take Route 98 to Bucyrus. Now, what you do, you go out here on, take Mount Vernon Avenue, Center Street, out to the overpass. And, well, no, you go beyond the overpass to Route 98 at the end of the depot area. Go straight north on 98. It won't take you very long, hardly much longer to get there going that way than up Route 4 where they're paving and holding up traffic. Oh, that would be so frustrating that that's being done at the time of the Bratwurst Festival. Oh, my goodness. So take 98 to Bucyrus. Boy, I'm glad our caller got through, and that's so important because frustration always, even though you have no place specifically you're going, just being held up by paving. It's nice when it's done. Oh, boy, when it's all done. But in the meantime, it's a little different story. Have you noticed out on the overpass, they're laying down cement roadway on it? Woo! Wow, that's good to see. That overpass should look very nice. It'll look probably a lot spiffer than our other inlets or outlets here on Route 23. So that, yes, that overpass is being done very nicely. I mean, very, very cautiously, you might say. Well, as always the case when you have a contractor you're paying, you know, good money to, they're very, very good. Now, there's been a CSX truck there every day since it all started, making sure that no harm comes to their CSX siding that comes in to the depot area. So, yes, they're laying the cement, and that's good to see. Boy, it's had a good time to settle. They packed that down and packed it down, and, you know, it's got to be packed down good, or if they didn't lay that cement on firm surface, it would soon crack, and that would be the worst thing to have happen. And so they're doing it right. And it's going to be into next year before it's done, of course. But I think, you've got a separate or same entrance, one's across from the other, to the senior center or the ballpark. But now people won't have to wait necessarily unless you're going west from the ballpark. But let's see, how would that be? Or, you know, I don't know. I have to wait till it's done. 11:58 is the time, and it's a great day. And there is a chance of maybe a spotty shower here or there somewhere in Ohio. It's bound to happen whenever you've got warm weather and a little bit of humidity and so forth. It's a beautiful day, though. Oh, my goodness. Now, going back to Justice O'Connor, her title given to her by the media, not by, she's officially Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor, speaking tonight at the Palace Theater at 6 p.m. Remember that. And then afterwards, following the showing it's all about the local participants of Marion Municipal Court's drug treatment docket on their journey through the recovery in this free documentary showing. Okay, doors open at 5:30. She speaks at 6, and then you'll see a presentation, a movie. Okay, Justice O'Connor is known by the media as the Velvet Hammer. The Velvet Hammer, meaning, you know, alluding to her femininity, the Velvet Hammer. In other words, she's quite a feminine, nice-looking lady, but she knows the law, and she can put the law down. And if you're an attorney practicing before the Supreme Court, you better know your business, because otherwise it could be embarrassing for a lawyer to all of a sudden come up with, I don't know. Okay, 11:59 and a half, and have a great day today. And if you get a chance to go to the Bratwurst Festival, you'll enjoy it, I'm sure. Get a parking place, and away you go. It stretches from Mary Street down to the City Hall. Okay, have a great day, and be careful. Careful driving, and avoid Route 4 going north. Take 98 to Bucyrus. Thanks to that caller. Okay, toodaloo.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress in the